Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. As always, this show just morphs and you peel back a layer and it gets better and better. And for years now, I have watched a television show from North Carolina. I know I might get thrown out because this is Woods and Water, South Carolina, but you know, just across the border is some great fishing and all. And there's been a show on for a long time, and I can't remember how long it is since I started watching it. Carolina Outdoor Journal, Joe Albee, John Moore, the host. I went to school with a girl who happens to be a niece of Joe, and she put us together. Joe's got some things going on up in Greenville, North Carolina. So, Joe, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Well, thank you, Roger. Really appreciate you having us and spending some time with us today.
Yeah, it's Greenville, South Carolina to Greenville, North Carolina today.
Oh, well, that's right. And we need to emphasize this is North Carolina.
That's right.
So many times people get sent to the wrong in the wrong direction. So it is North Carolina on this in this event for sure.
And you know, it's funny, Greenville to Greenville, North Carolina to South Carolina. You know, there's a Beaufort, South Carolina, a Beaufort, North Carolina. And I got a funny story.
Go figure. I don't know where that pronunciation got changed. But, yeah, there is a difference there.
Yeah, I had a friend who had a who was doing an offshore tournament. He was waiting for a manufacturer's rep to show up. And she's calling from the dock saying, "Where are you?" And he said, "I'm right here at the boat." And he figures out she's in Beaufort, North Carolina, when she should be in Beaufort, South Carolina.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I could see where that would happen.
A little bit of a problem.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I want to talk a little bit about Carolina Outdoor Journal later on the show, but you've got something, a first-year event that you're putting on that caught my eye. This is outdoor show time of the year, and you're putting on the Carolina Expo, Outdoor Expo, at the end of January. Let's talk about it.
Really excited about it, Roger. We John and I have been talking about that we thought Greenville, North Carolina, would be a really good location to host an event like this because of its geographic location.
Within
a couple of hours of Virginia Beach, Myrtle Beach, and then Raleigh and Greensboro. But through the years, we just haven't had the time. His schedule, my schedule, just wouldn't allow it. But recently, that changed, and we had the opportunity to secure the convention center in Greenville the last weekend of January, which we felt like was a really, really good time to do it. And so last March, we started putting it together, and here we are 3 weeks out, ready to go. And I think it's has the potential to be one of the finest outdoor events here, in this part of the country, just based on the number and the quality of the guides and captains coming in doing free seminars the whole weekend. We're really excited about that.
You know, I was really excited when I was looking at the website, looking at all the people you got, and I come down here in the bottom right corner, there's a picture of Rick Counts from Quality Deer Management Association, and I said, whoops, Joe just messed up with this one.
Oh, really? Well, he comes highly regarded, and one of my partners actually has worked with Rick before, and so he comes highly recommended to us.
He is. Rick is a great guy. Just give him a little. Next time you wait till the next time I talk to him. It's really going to be grief given.
Well, I hope it's in the show. I hope you come up to the show.
I'm going to try. I really am going to try. It's January 27th, 28th, 29th, the Greenville, North Carolina Convention Center, 10 to 8 on Friday, 9 to 8 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Go through and tell us a few of the exhibitors, some of the seminars you're going to have going on, some of the speakers. Just give us a rundown.
Yeah, well, we'll certainly start with some of our sponsors because without, as you know, without sponsors, you can't have an event. And we've got a stellar lineup of those, starting with here in Greenville, North Carolina. A lot of people around the country know Overton's.
Sure.
It's a water sports company.
And
they were recently bought out several years ago by Gander Mountain. And so the store here in Greenville now is a combination Gander Mountain and Overton's.
Okay.
And they're a major sponsor. They're going to be in the show with numerous booths. And then Cabela's.
Right.
We just had a new Cabela's open up in Garner, North Carolina, which is about an hour and a half drive from Greenville. And they're going to have a presence here, too.
All right.
Grady White Boats. Two of our GMC dealers here in Eastern North Carolina, Doug Henry GMC and Brandon Wood GMC, both have been supporters of our television series for years. GMC brand has, and so they're going to both be here for the show, and then numerous boat dealers here in Eastern North Carolina, And when we put the show together, we wanted all the vendors, our prerequisite to qualify to get in was you needed to be hunting and fishing related.
Sure.
There are a lot of companies that want to get into this market, you know, they want to put their wares in front of the attendees. But we really drew the line in the sand that you needed to have an out hunting and fishing presence.
And, right.
and so that's what we've done. So when you come in through, it's $10 for the daily rate.
Okay.
You're going to see hunting and fishing related vendors, and then we're going to have two seminar rooms running simultaneous starting on Friday.
Okay.
The whole weekend we got 40 seminars.
Wow.
Scheduled, which covers topics from offshore hatteras for big game fishing, blue marlin, wahoo, tuna, dolphin, all the way across the state to mountain trout, smallmouth fishing, and then everything in between, striper. I mean, it's, you know, if you go to our website, you can go on and look at the topics that are going to be discussed, and then a little bit about each guide and a little history about, you know, about their experience. So it's, you know, for $10, I don't know where you can go and get that kind of education.
No,
I really don't.
I don't either. CarolinaOutdoorExpo.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
You know, North Carolina and South Carolina are so, they're so alike in so many ways. You got the coastal areas, you know, offshore fishing, inshore fishing. You got coastal plains, all the way through the mountains. It's really, you know, what people could go there and learn, they can apply here in South Carolina too.
Absolutely. I mean, they're, yeah, you're right. A lot of your marshes hold the same fish that we've got: speckled trout, red drum, flounder. And then you cross the state, you know, largemouth bass fishing, striper fishing, cat fishing. I mean, it's endless, and we really are fortunate, most states, to have the variety of game, fowl, you know, fish and game that we've got, generally within a couple hours driving time for most people's homes. I mean, it's really, we're very fortunate.
That's right, we are. And fortunate we can have all four seasons in a couple of days, you know?
Yes, and this week is a prime example. In fact, there'll be some girls on the East Carolina campus laying out in the sun on Friday. I think it's supposed to be 70 degrees here. So, go figure that.
Go figure that one out. Mm-hmm. Well, you got plenty of seminars going on. Who are some of your exhibitors that are going to be there? And people walk through the doors. What are they going to see? Who are they going to be able to handle goods from, talk to guides about, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we've got four boat dealers that are coming in. We will have War Eagle is one of our sponsors on our television series. They're going to have a couple of their newer boats in the line. The Black Hawk series, which has been real popular the last couple of years, they're going to be in the show. We've got, I think, a half a dozen tackle shops scattered across eastern North Carolina. They're going to be inside. You know, who knows? I mean, they're going to carry a variety of,
sure,
of lures. Probably rods, you know, and from what I hear, they're going to be pricing them pretty good too for this time of year. We do have, two things that were worthy of mention. The owner of DOA Lures, will be with us and actually giving us, a seminar on Saturday morning, one seminar on Saturday morning, Mark Nichols,
sure,
from, Stuart, Florida. He's going to be here the whole weekend in the DOA booth. They'll have a booth. They won't be selling. They're going to be here in support of their deals here, but they'll be probably giving samples away, and he'll be free to talk to you about. I look at him as one of the deans of soft plastic development in this country. I mean, he's been in business for almost 30 years, and he designed one of the first artificial plastic shrimp that were put on the market. And, but really, I've heard him in the seminar. He's very informative, and he can sit there and talk fishing, you know, to you the whole weekend. And then the other sponsor of our television series, Temple Fork Outfitters, TFO, they're going to have a booth with some of their new rods on display. Again, they won't be in a selling mode, but they'll be there to answer questions about their rods.
Sure.
And then a number of the dealers who will be selling will have product in their booths. So, so that's going to be there. Then, of course, I mentioned Overton's, Cabela's.
Yes.
Oh gosh, it's just we got three gun dealers. So there will be some firearm sales during the event.
And those,
we're gonna have a little something for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, really are.
You got a guides concourse on one end of the expo center, which to me is, well, let's figure out where we can go next year.
Exactly. We positioned that beside the seminar room. So the thinking was, and it's in one of the concourses outside the main exhibit hall.
Right.
And the idea was, and I'm sure your listeners have been to shows and they understand how in the main exhibit hall a lot of times it's so noisy you can't hardly talk. So
right.
We put the guides, their booths in the guides concourse. So effectively you can go to a seminar and then afterwards go to the guides can go right back to his booth. So if you have questions that come out of the seminar or if you're interested in knowing more about what they have to offer, it's right there for you. And it's going to be very convenient. You don't have to walk all over the place looking for them. They'll be right there when you walk out of the seminar room. So I think we've got that set up really, really strategically perfect for everybody.
That sounds like it. We're putting a little high school bass class in Anderson this week, and it's a first year event, and it's amazing how much we've learned, and I'm sure you're the same way. You get into these things and boy, you're never too old to learn something new, are you?
Well, exactly. I've been telling several people this week that this is really my first rodeo, my first expo personally. Now, my partners, John, has done some things with the community college here. They had a boat show for a number of years. He kind of spearheaded that. And then my other partner, Perry Bagley, actually put on two expos here in Greenville year before last and the year before that, 2 years back to back, which were very successful. And so they've been helping me get my feet wet in it. But it's a lot of organization. It really is. If you take a look at our brochure, you can see you didn't do it overnight. That's for sure. Putting it together. But it's been fun. I mean, it really has been fun.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, that's the CarolinaOutdoorExpo.com, where you can find it on the internet. It's January 27th, 28th, 29th. Greenville, North Carolina Convention Center, not South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Don't come to Greenville that weekend expecting to see an outdoor expo. There is a boat show that weekend, but you won't see near what you can see in North Carolina.
Exactly. And we were fortunate the NFL agreed to move the Super Bowl off that weekend to the next weekend. So we were very fortunate. One of the guys had a pool there several years ago. So, just joking, but football tends to pull our guys that like to hunt fish away from shows sometimes. But there's nothing scheduled in North Carolina that I'm aware of that weekend, so no excuse but to come to our show.
There you go. Sure. There you go. And we're doing this a few weeks early because we figured, if somebody wants to go, they got to make some travel arrangements, clear some plans and all. So you've got 3 weeks? 2 weeks. You got 2 weeks to get ready.
2 weeks from this weekend. Yeah. And you're right about that because, and really the way we have our seminar set up, I really think there will be people that will come in and want to spend a couple of days. And you can buy a weekend pass for $15 and just go to the website and look at the information that's going to be within the walls of that convention center. And these guys do it every day. They fish and we'll have some hunting seminars too. We do have, what's interesting, we'll have seminars on, hunting and fishing in Alaska. The fellow doing that is actually from Greenville, North Carolina originally and now guides full time in Alaska.
Wow.
We've got seminars on fishing in Costa Rica and wing shooting in Argentina. And two of our exhibitors, one's from New Zealand, is an outfitter from New Zealand that does hunting and fishing in New Zealand. And another one from South Africa who has got a really large, he's a large safari operator in South Africa and features fishing, wing shooting, big game and small game hunting. So we're going to literally have something for everybody. It's really going to be a neat weekend.
I'll be making second trip to Alaska here this fall. Just an incredible place to go. And it's so doable. These places are so doable. I have a buddy of mine he's actually down on the Antarctic ice cap right now as air traffic controller. He goes down there in their summertime, our wintertime, and he stages in and out of New Zealand and he trout fishes and he sends back just some incredible pictures, big trout, crystal clear water. And I'm thinking that's a bucket list item, New Zealand trout for me one of these days.
Right. Yeah, I really got my start in filming television shows back in the 70s with a show called The Southern Sportsman.
Right.
Frank White here, based here in Greenville. And he toward the latter part of his he had a 22-year run on television, and he actually, I don't know how many times he went to New Zealand, but he said that that was one place that if he ever left North Carolina, that he could live there because, of, like you said, the trout fishing was just off the charts.
Yeah. And the scenery, too. Yeah. I mean, if you watched any of the Hobbit, the Lord of the Rings series, that's where that was all filmed, was New Zealand. It's just incredible scenery.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Incredible, yep.
Well, I'm looking for – I hope I'm going to be there. I can at least get to Chester and then come from Chester on up that way.
Yeah, and we want you to come.
And
sure.
I hope it's successful. I hope we get on here next year doing the second annual Carolina Outdoor Expo. But let's talk about – you have – and I don't know, Joe, when the first time I would have seen your show – it's on UNC TV, and
correct.
I don't watch outdoor television shows. Just don't. I guess when I was younger, I did, and it seems like now it's a combination of a NASCAR commercial and a rock concert. I don't know. I just don't get the ones on today. But you have had a show for so many years; it has essentially never changed, and it is one of the most classic shows you'll ever see on fishing. Tell me a little bit about the show.
Well, I appreciate the comment. I really do. But promise me when I tell you how many years we've been on, don't come back and tell me you were 10 when you started watching.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but we've been on there. This is our 23rd season. And, I get that a lot here lately, which is great because, I think we have reached through the years our demographics. I always say our demographics are the best on television.
Yes.
I mean, with the comments I get from ladies of all ages, just across the board and youngsters coming up, young boys, young girls, to the guys, approaching my age or even older who, the way we present it and one of the benefits of being on a PBS network is, the fact that once you get into the show, you're in the show the whole time. You don't get bombarded
with
commercials.
Right. Yep.
And now, I will say, commercial television has its merits because, we probably don't reach half of the potential advertisers because we don't offer those breaks. But I'd rather have it the way it is because, fishing is to me a relaxing sport and that's the way it should be. And so I've asked every year for 23 years, what can we do to change it to people and never get
nothing.
Any advice.
No.
And so, 23 years of doing one thing. You must be doing something right.
Yeah.
And our numbers remain strong. And I look at where we're doing it too. We talked on it earlier, spoke about it, the variety of things that we can do here in North Carolina. The first 10 years that we were on the air, we actually did hunting too.
Right.
When we started high definition in our 11th season, I opted to go ahead and just do fishing because I wanted to capture as much fishing in high definition before we quit, because year to year, you never know.
Sure.
When you'll stop. But we're in our 13th season of being in high definition, and I'm still shooting new shows of catching fish. I mean, it's amazing.
Well, for those of you never seen it, let me set it up for you. It's you come on, and there's two guys who, unlike me, have faces that can be on television. Joe Albee's on the left. John Moore's on the right. And John's got one of those voices you just – I don't know. It's hard to explain. He's just
a radio guy. He goes back years on the radio.
Yeah, and he's got that voice. You pretty much just say, well, here's what we're going to fish for today. Then we're going to have a gear time, and then we'll go to Don in the kitchen who's got such and such a recipe for us, and you come back in and wrap the show up. And the show is essentially you never see Joe or John in front of the cameras. Joe's behind the camera filming. But you see two guys who are pretty much, this is their area they like to fish in. They're good at it. It's camaraderie. It's good times, great scenery, catching a few fish. They tell you exactly how to do it. And I think as far as we want you to get outside and do something, go fishing, yours is one of the best examples of how to do it and show people how and where to go and then just say, go, do it.
Well, we appreciate that. Appreciate the comments. I mean, fishing is simple. I mean, you can make it as difficult as you want. I mean, there's some technical aspects of it. Certainly when you think about going offshore for marlin and some, you know, sure, some of the bigger game fish, and then, and even bass fishing. I mean, you can really get technical on that too. But overall, day in, day out, the average person that goes fishing wants to keep it simple and they want to catch fish. And so when we go fishing, we catch fish, or we don't show it. I mean, people ask me all the time, what is your success ratio? And we've been very, very lucky because this is a big state. North Carolina is over 500 miles long,
right,
and deep. And so it's a huge state, but we work with, especially since when I went high definition, we have worked almost exclusively with guides. And one reason is because our audience, a lot of times, part of our audience, they don't have access to a boat.
Right.
They want to go fishing.
Right.
And they want to learn, but they don't want, you know, just don't, they want to go with somebody that can show them how to do it, and then they take it from there. So it's really worked out really well. And then, you know, we do occasionally go with some guys who don't professionally guide, who are good at what they do, who are good in front of the camera, yeah, and who can catch fish. I always get asked, how do you qualify to be on a show? And my first question and only question, can you catch a fish?
Sure.
And then you guys, and then everybody just stops and looks at them, well, yeah. But, you know, and that's a really, really tough question to answer because there's just so much that goes into it.
Yeah.
Because these are wild fish. We don't set up anything. If we don't catch fish, we just don't, you know, show it.
Can't make a fish
come back
bite,
another
can
day. You? No, you can't.
Can't make a fish.
If you know a way to do it, Roger, let me know.
I will.
I'll hire you in a minute.
Okay. Well, just to put your fears at ease, I was 26 years old when you went on the air for the first time. How's that?
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I had, in the same spring, several years ago, I had two guides that I worked with for the first time. One of them was 10 when he started watching this, and one was 13. And I said, great, but don't ever tell me that again, because I don't really think about it often.
Sure.
I'm 62, but I don't think about it until somebody brings it up.
Right.
And so anyway, and they did before we went fishing, but we still did. They did really great on camera, caught fish, and we got a great show.
Very good. Yeah. Well, look, my friend, I have watched your show. I've admired you from a distance. It's an honor to talk to you. I hope the Carolina Outdoor Expo does great. I'll continue watching Carolina Outdoor Journal when I can. And I encourage anybody that's out there to tune into UNCTV, find a schedule, find out when you're airing and watch it. It's a great show. And I look forward to meeting you in person one of these days.
Super. Roger, thank you for your time. And I hope you will get up here. I'd love to have you as our special guest. And we'll talk later about if you can make arrangements to get up here. And we'd love to have a good old South Carolina boy up here with us.
I'd love to. Joe, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you soon. Well, if you don't know, Shimano Fishing, and I know it from the fishing side, but they also make, you know, great bicycles and tons of other stuff. They've had a facility in Ladson, South Carolina for years. They are now actually moving part of their headquarters to Ladson, so they're going to be a South Carolina company. They've launched a huge effort into the high school, college fishing scene. And after trading about, 45, 50 emails, I finally got to talk to Frank Hyla.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. We are talking with Frank Hyla. He is with Shimano, and you got some great things coming along, like I said, in the fishing industry here in South Carolina, actually nationwide. Before we get into that, take just a second. Tell us who you are.
A lifelong resident of Illinois, up southwest of Chicago. I have been, for about 13 or 14 years, I had a regional TV show up here called Time on the Water.
Wow.
Been a Shimano pro staffer since, I believe, 95 or 96. Owned a marina for a little bit, but now I actually work for Shimano as their youth fishing coordinator. As everybody who's in the fishing business can tell, that's just a huge thing right now.
Yes.
And we've come up with a bunch of programs, and it's my job to go all over the country to high school and college events and talk to kids and help them and introduce them to Shimano products.
Which are great products. I want you to know I've still got some CT100s that I probably bought in the mid-80s.
They're probably smoother now than they were then.
They are. They never die. I tell you this. I learned how to skip a jig under a dock. At 49, I learned a new trick. But I had a, forgive me because I love Lou's products and all. I had a Lou's baitcaster on and it just didn't feel right. So I switched over and I grabbed one of the old CT100s, put it on. And I mean, it's just a dream now. Wow. But they're better now than they were when I bought them.
Well, as you mentioned in your opening, Shimano basically is a gear company. A big part of the business is on the bicycle side and fishing reels. All they are is a big batch of gears working together. So we're pretty good at making them.
Yeah, you are. Okay, Shimano's been here in South Carolina for a few years now. What are y'all moving down here in addition to the distribution facility?
Well, for most of the history, Shimano, the entire company, both bicycles and fishing, have been headquartered in Southern California.
Right.
The bicycle division is actually much bigger than the fishing division. But, you know, Shimano's been in the business here for about 50 years, and it was pretty easy to see that the majority of the fishing business, both inshore and freshwater, is in the Southeast.
Yes.
And they, you know, did their homework, and South Carolina looked like a good place to call home. So now the entire fishing division has moved from California to South Carolina, and that will be our U.S. headquarters for everything fishing, both rods and reels, gear, Power Pro and Jackal. That's where it's all going to be headquartered out of.
Well, welcome to South Carolina.
Happy to be there. Been there a couple times, and I'll be there again very soon. But everything is friendly, and it's definitely a lot warmer than it is where I'm from.
Well, unless you were here this past weekend, we were talking about it was a little chilly here, and I really, though, by the time you get here this weekend, I don't think there's going to be any snow left for you, so I'm sorry about that.
Well, I'm looking forward to a little bit warmer weather.
All right, let's talk about fishing. You got middle school, high school, college fishing. You kind of sold a program to Shimano. They bit, and now you're in charge of, I assume, what's called the set teams or the set program there with Shimano?
As far as they work with the school programs, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and go figure it, and I can't really explain why, but in 2008, high school fishing started in Illinois. It was actually... became a sanctioned sport, just like baseball and basketball and football.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, a part of that for a long time. We filmed a lot of the events with my TV show.
Wow.
I attend a lot of the events. I've been a boat captain for a lot of them. And then it's just spread, as you know, all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been to probably 300 events, you know, since then. And part of the deal, you know, the program worked as a Shimano Pro Staffer. I started telling the bosses there and the reps, you know, a little bit ago that this high school and college fishing is a big deal. You know, these kids are passionate and hardworking, and they're really into it. And we need to develop some kind of program to embrace that. And it took us a little while, you know, we did our homework, did our studying, but now we've got a program that we're just launching that I think is really cool and a little bit different than anybody else has ever done.
Do you know how many kids across the country, how many clubs there are across the country in the high school and college fishing scene?
It's inexact, and that's because there are schools that are sanctioned by BASS. There are schools that are sanctioned by the TBF. There's independent schools. But the overall consensus seems to be both high school and college, probably 60 to 80,000 anglers.
Wow.
So it's growing exponentially.
Yes.
I was at the bass meetings this year. And both on the Bass and TBF side, which have both been in it for about 4 years, they've doubled their membership year to year, every year, and it's not slowing down yet.
No, I mean, we had a tournament here a few months ago. We had 442 kids in it.
That's crazy, isn't it? 442, and they are pumped up. Every one of them wants to be Kevin Van Dam or Mike Iaconelli. They're good. Well, so do I.
Yeah,
but
a little late for you and I.
They've got a shot at it.
That's right. We're a little late to start down that road.
Yes, sir. but I got to tell you, just being out there with these kids, watching them, talking to them. It kind of scratches the fishing itch. They are just passionate, excited anglers.
They are. I've been to several of their events, and they're until you get them up on stage, and then you get stage fright, which I can understand. Yep. I mean, these kids are 9th, 10th grade. They've had no experience with this, and that's one of the things I think y'all are going to kind of address some of that in your program and all. I know we are in our event here in Anderson. Stage presence, you know? But it's good for them all the way around. I mean, they're outdoors. They are, you know, hand-eye coordination. They're making friends. They're forming bonds. They're learning about conservation. They're being exposed to being on stage and in front of people. It is a great thing all the way around.
Well, it's really vital to the industry because, as you know, they measure fishing participation most of the time by fishing license sales.
Right.
And that has been flat or declining for years and years and years, you know. As guys got older, new fishermen weren't coming in. You know, the old ones were dying off and you just lost them. And now it is an explosion, like a tidal wave that the industry's never seen before. So a lot of the program we're doing is not only to introduce them to Shimano products, but just to get them introduced into the industry and, you know, because they're a big part of all our futures.
They are. They are. Okay, well, Shimano is jumped into this. You're actually coming. We're having the first annual Southeastern High School Bass Class. We are honored to have you guys coming and being a part of it. And you're bringing a set team. And I know what a set team is. Tell everybody else what a set team is that Shimano is going to be sending out during 2017 to all sorts of high school and college events.
Well, first of all, we are just about to launch our new website, which will have all the destinations, dates, and times where that'll happen.
Okay.
But Shimano has three crews with really neat, you know, wrap trucks and boats and trailers. And we travel to different events. You know, in the past, it's been the elite events and the Bass Opens and the Classic. And you know, within those rigs, they're just full of samples of rods and reels and, you know, all the tackle and everything that Shimano makes. But you can go there and you can work with somebody from Shimano. And if there's a particular rod and reel you like or are interested in, you can pick one up and we'll set a little casting, you know, display up. And there's been events where we've had 600, 700, 800 kids pitching and flipping during the day, all of them trying out the different reels, seeing what they like, what works for them. But then also there's information there about service, how you get service, other products. Mm-hmm. It's really just like a mobile little laboratory that, you know, can help everybody with Shimano products and fishing in general.
What's the website address for the launch?
Well, it will be, and it isn't there yet, but it will be varsity.shimano.com. And that's going to be where you'll go for all the high school and college components of the program. And there's really a lot, but there'll be, you know, and we can go into the different parts of it, but that will be the home base for our whole youth initiative.
Okay. Very good. And do you know when that's going to be up and running?
I'm hoping it's weeks or just days away. We've been working on it crazy, and it's there's a lot of information going there. And it'll continue to grow, but even the initial site is more than just a few pages. There's a lot involved.
Yeah, having designed my own website, I know exactly what you're talking about. tell us about, in this program, there's a few things. You can get Shimano recognized, which is essentially the pro staff side of things. When they get recognized, they can access a whole variety of information and all off that website.
Right. Well, really, the main focus of this program, you know, while we would love it if everybody use our products, is to, you know, kind of mentor and educate all these young guys and girls. The first part is the mentorship part of it is we are putting together a program where we can introduce these kids to a future career in the outdoor industry. You know, everybody wants to be an elite pro,
sure,
or a FLW Tour pro, but really there's just like 100 of those jobs.
Right.
But there are a lot of careers in the outdoor industry that'll keep you around that, but yet, you know, still allow you to use your gifts, whether you're a good speaker or advertising, marketing, you know, engineering. So we're going to be doing a handful the first year of these Shimano career seminars across the country where they can meet, you know, different career people from Shimano and some of our partner companies and really find out what jobs are out there. You know, what is a sales rep for a tackle company and what do they do and what, you know, what education does that require? How to do a resume, how to fill out a resume, how to be a good pro staffer. Mm-hmm. Just things that are common, you know, within the fishing industry.
Right.
But there's really no map that gets you there.
Right.
So, you know, we're trying to help these kids, you know, learn some stuff and get access and introductions to people in the industry that might be able to help them at a later date so they can, you know, start a relationship and keep it up and hopefully someday have a goal of, you know, working around the water, even though it might not be on the water every
right.
day. But, you know, one of my boss's favorite sayings is lure companies need accountants too. You know, so you know, there are jobs like that available that, you know, people just don't know about.
That's right. And you should go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
No, I was going to say the second part of the program is actually an advocacy and conservation,
yes,
part of it. You know, we're kind of using these kids' enthusiasm when they go onto our website. Shimano has been involved in the advocacy side for a long time. If any of you have been to a big tournament and saw the Shimano live release boats, you know, those were all funded by Shimano. A lot of the early stuff with catch and release, you know, Shimano was there with them. We're now doing things where Shimano is actually researching and doing, you know, some new programs with some different type weigh-in where they're going to try promoting water weigh-ins,
mm-hmm,
just a different way than the tournament bags,
mm-hmm,
just all kinds of, you know, Shimano actually employs people that go around and all their job is to testify in front of Congress and Parliament and other places. When there's subjects come up with, you know, restricted access, you know, not getting the help for the environment that we want. So, like I said, they've been active in that a long time. As part of this program, we're actually creating a whole bunch of videos, you know, little 3 to 5 minute videos on, you know, fish care, catch and release, you know, different things like that. And it, when the website is up and really going, if a angler wants to log on and maybe purchase some discounted product, we may require him to watch a little video first.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
you know, about, like I said, catch and release or something like that. So it's a big part of the program, you know, and as this new tidal wave of kids are coming, it's just natural to want to teach them to do the right thing because, you know, very soon they're going to be like the guardians of the resource and it's going to be left to them. So we figured, like, that's an important part.
A very important part. They get that early. It kind of gets ingrained in their in everything they do, so it's they don't even have to think about it later on in life. It's just the right thing to do.
That's the hope, and that's really the focus of this whole program is, you know, we are investing a lot of money in it, and it seems like not only for Shimano but for the industry, this is just something that needs to be done, so... we're happy to be the guys taking the lead.
Yeah, we like it. We appreciate it more than you know. One more thing, and it's an important thing, me having a child in college, you're going to launch a student scholarship program.
Yeah, that's also there will be a whole application page. The first year we're going to fund 5 $3,000 scholarships, and it's going to be for students who are either in a conservation type field of study or something in business that'll lead them to a career in the outdoor industry, as we talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually put together like a blue ribbon panel of educators. The scholarship application will be on that site that as soon as it comes up. And speaking of that, we're also going to have an application not just for a pro staff position, but for internships. You know, we're hoping we can get some of these future anglers, you know, during their summers or after school and have them intern with us and some of our partner companies. And again, you know, help them on their career path towards what they're going to do for the rest of their lives.
Listening to all this, Frank, the only question I've got for you is, where was this in like the early 80s?
You you don't know how many times I've said that to myself. And I know you've been to some of these tournaments.
Oh, yes.
And it is really a neat thing. And I'll tell you what, you know, I listen to some of the podcasts and everything when the pros are talking, the elite pros and the FLW Tour pros. And one of the common themes is, you know, they're all kind of scared that what's going to happen in a few years when all these kids get to be pros, because they are good.
They are.
They are really good. And you know, I'm an old guy. I throw at the bank most of the time.
That's me.
And these kids aren't like that. They are crazy good with their electronics and all the different techniques. And in not a long time, there's going to be a whole nother level of elite pros, because, like I said, these kids are coming and they're going to be ready.
And they're good. They're enthusiastic.
They're really good.
Yeah, and they can't get enough time on the water. And frankly, I'm with you on that one. Give me something to throw at. Give me a target to aim at. Don't put me out in the middle of Lake Hartwell and tell me I got to fish in 40 feet of water.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. And they catch fish. It's amazing.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Frank, I appreciate you taking time to be on the show today. I look forward to meeting you this weekend in Anderson. And anytime there's anything you need me to do, all you need to do is pick up the phone or send me an email, and I'll be there.
Well, I really appreciate it, and it's a really nice welcome for Shimano there into your home, and we're going to do all we can for these kids, and I'm looking forward to this weekend and meeting a bunch of them.
Well, it's a busy show, but we're going right from high school bass fishing to the Shallow Water Expo in Charleston, South Carolina. You know, we had Mike Abel from Hadrill's Point on a few weeks ago teasing the second annual Shallow Water Expo, or the 2017 Shallow Water Expo. And he's back again because we got more details. We're gonna really make your mouth water to go to Charleston on the 21st and 22nd of January and to the Shallow Water Expo. So, Mike, welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Well, man, I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Mike was telling me earlier, he's out on the water catching fish, and I said, you know, I don't even remember what the water looked like.
You just got to apply water to the bottom of the boat. Man.
Apply water to the bottom of the boat. You know, it sounds – and you can't do that in a bathtub either, can you?
Not quite.
Not quite. Well, okay, so we got the second – or the 2017 Shallow Water Expo. We teased it a little bit last time. Take us through where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and give us some more meat. Give us who's going to be there, some of the seminar schedules you're going to have going on that weekend.
Okay. Yeah, well, so it's January 21st and 22nd, so it's not this coming weekend, but the following weekend.
All right.
It's going to be at the Omar Shrine Temple in Mount Pleasant, which is – the Omar Shrine Temple is on the way to Patriots Point. It's on that same road. So
right.
It's right at the base of the bridge. You know, it's 9 to 6 on Saturday, 9 to 3 on Sunday. But this year we really have some great speakers coming. It's a variety of things.
All right.
You know, I won't tell you everybody who's going to be there as far as the vendors.
Sure.
But, you know, the speaker lineup is pretty good. I mean, I've got Robert Wiggers with the FCDNR. He's going to come do a talk Saturday morning on the proper handling of fish and fish tagging. You know, throughout the rest of the day, I've got C.A. Richardson, who is known for his Flats Class TV show, based out of Florida. I think he is just he's actually from Charleston.
Oh, is he?
But he's going to come, it's been, I guess, probably many years since he's been back. But regardless, he's going to come do a couple talks. He's really affiliated with the Z-Man guys, which is obviously a local company. And so he's going to come do some talks on soft plastics and really picking the correct rod for, you know, what type of style of fishing you're going to be doing. So he'll do a couple talks Saturday, one on Sunday. And then we have Mark Nichols, who owns DLA Lures. You know, he's famous for DLA Shrimp.
Right.
Mark's got some new products this year. He's got some little, they're slightly smaller shrimp. He's going to come talk about those. and really just keying on, you know, helping those guys that want to improve their artificial fishing, just improve that game. That's, both of those guys would do a great job. I mean, it's definitely something well worth coming to sit through. You know, just, I mean, if you learn one thing, it's obviously worth it.
Yeah.
But I think for a lot of people, you can learn a lot just from listening to these guys speak. So we've got that. I mean, you know, throughout the weekend, we'll do some fly tying. You know, we'll have a table set up in the middle for these guys can come tie flies. We'll have some fly casting demonstrations as well. Some of the guys from Temple Fork Outfitters will help with that.
Okay.
And then we also have Steve Basinger, who works with us at Hadrills. He's actually going to be doing a casting demonstration, as well as some custom rod building while he's there. So there's a lot to see, a lot to learn, cool things to check out. You get to see all the new products for the coming year. You know, we'll have tons of different specials, whether it's okay. Buy three, get one free, or anything from 25% off, just various things from different vendors. So it's a really family-friendly event. You know, we got a lot of dads out here bringing their kids. They're going to come listen to some of the talks and come check out the product. So it's going to be pretty fun. I'm pretty stoked about it.
You know, last year when I was there, Z-Man had a 30 or 40 gallon little tank there and had some of their, and the kids, just to watch those kids, they would sit there with, you know, the little 12 inch stick or whatever, a piece of line, and they would just bounce that lure around and watch it swim. They were fascinated by it. And you love seeing kids look like that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you know, we did the fly tying table last year, and I loved how, you know, last year we had Bob Clouser, who was famous for his closet fly, his closet minnow fly. And there were just kids lined up just sitting there tying on the vise. I mean, people that have never tied before, you know, they're working up their own Clouser minnow with Bob Clouser.
Yeah.
This year we're going to have some local guys doing the tying.
Good.
It's neat to see the youth in town just coming to life with fish and stuff. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yep. And, you know, you mentioned cast net demos. It's not hard to throw a cast net. It's just the way you do it makes all the difference in the world, whether you're throwing a pancake or a taco, you know? When somebody can really teach you how to throw it and get that thing to spread out, it's worth the trip to Charleston just to learn how to do that right.
It is. Steve's been teaching it a long time. He's been opening up cast nets since 1980, whatever, you know. It's been a long time. So,
very good.
But it is, man. It'll be well worth it. We are CCA doing a sportsman's package.
Okay.
Which I definitely want to mention. So right now it's worth about $5,700 worth of stuff between the inshore trip and offshore trip. What else? So just various products, you know. Reels, rods, lures. I mean, a lot of the vendors that are showing up there have all kindly donated stuff, and we'll have a list of what it actually is. But it's about $5,700 worth of stuff. And CCA South Carolina will be selling the raffle ticket.
Okay.
One lucky winner is going to win that entire package.
It's a winner take all, huh?
It is a winner take all. One lucky individual is going to win $5,700 worth of stuff. The tickets are. And the raffle tickets are going to be $50, and all the proceeds will go to CCA South Carolina.
Very good.
That was the main purpose of it. Yeah.
Well, great. Well, I appreciate you taking more time. Again, that's the 2017 Shallow Water Expo put on by Hadrills Point Tackle. And look, when you go down for this thing, run over to either the Mount Pleasant shop or the West Ashley shop. Take a look around. Y'all have two of the best fishing stores I've ever been in as far as saltwater fishing and all. I love going into either one of them.
Well, we appreciate it. It's been there a long time. Yeah. I love doing it.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Mike, again, and we'll look, as you have things going on during the year, just give me a call.
Sounds good. Thanks, Roger.
Appreciate it. Well, that was a busy show. Hope you enjoyed it. As always, make time to get out there. Take the back roads when you can. Don't forget that camera. I'll see you next week on More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Yes, I'm from Carolina.